10 former board members of WorldCom have reportedly agreed to a settlement in a class action suit filed by the company's investors. WorldCom became embroiled in a major accounting scandal in 2002 and now goes by the name MCI. As part of the settlement, the directors will have to pay about $18 million of their own money. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you know about the terms of this settlement, which is still just an agreement as of this moment?
It is a proposed settlement, which is it may go before the judge as early as today. The suit was filed basically by some of the investors who lost hundreds of millions of dollars in the WorldCom scandal. They accused the directors of sort of being asleep at the switch. They said even if these board members had no personal knowledge of what was going on, they signed off on a lot of false statements that the company was making. Now, all but two of the former directors have agreed to this proposed settlement. Under the terms, the investors will get about $54 million. About a third of that will come right out of the directors' own pockets. It's said to represent about 20% of their combined wealth, not counting their homes and their retirement accounts. Now, these are board members who were also, in many cases, big shareholders in WorldCom themselves, and they already lost substantial amounts of money when the company's stock tanked. So if the judge approves this settlement, they're going to lose even more.
Jim, is it as unusual as it sounds to me that a company's board members would pay their own money to settle a lawsuit?
Yeah, it is. It's very common for board members to be sued in cases like this. It sort of comes with the territory when you agree to sit on a corporate board. Board members traditionally have insurance paid for by the company. It protects them against personal losses. But in this case, according to some of the published reports, it was felt that the potential liability was so huge that the insurance might not even cover it. So the directors are having to dig into their own pockets. And that is extremely unusual. And it is bound to make a lot of people think twice about what they're getting into when they serve on a board. But the lead plaintiffs in this case, which included the New York State Retirement Fund, reportedly insisted that the board members pay some of their own money. They just wanted to send a message that board members have to take their responsibilities seriously.
And why did the board members decide to settle at this point?
It's not clear. There was a ruling from the judge overseeing the case last month that a prospectus used in a bond offering by WorldCom contained false and misleading information. That meant the plaintiffs would not have to prove any intent to mislead on the part of the directors. So the legal position got a lot more complicated. That may have played a role. The board members are not expected to admit any wrongdoing in this settlement.
And meanwhile, if you will, what's happening to the former executives of WorldCom?
Well, one of them is about to go on trial in New York later this month. Jury selection is supposed to begin, I believe, on January 19th. He is Bernie Ebbers, who was the chairman of the company. He was really the sort of legendary driving force behind WorldCom's extraordinary growth over the years. Ebbers is 63 years old. He's expected to argue that he didn't fully understand what all the things that were happening at the company, and that he basically relied on Scott Sullivan, the former chief financial officer, for his accounting expertise. Sullivan himself has pleaded guilty to fraud. He's likely to testify in the case.
Jim, thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli.